Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cookin' Joe, brought to you by Petite Kitchen and Bath. From custom creation to expert installation.
Ron, in your humble opinion, was the firing of all the assistants except the goalie coach yesterday a case of Jim Rutherford scapegoating or Jim Rutherford doing the right thing?
You know what? I think he thinks he was doing the right thing. I don't think he has to scapegoat. I don't think his job is in any kind of jeopardy now. Now they fail next year, it might be a different story. I think he just feels like they need some new blood, some new voices. He can't fire Sully. He just gave him an extension, and 2 weeks ago called him the best coach in the league. So I don't think he was going to fire him. So I think he did what he thought it was right. I certainly understand Recchi and could even argue that it's deserved. I don't know that the other guys are deserved, but as Sullivan said yesterday, when you don't win, changes are inevitable, and that's certainly what happened.
Well, there's no doubt that Rutherford did what he thought was the right thing. Do you think it was the right thing?
I thought I just answered that, Joe. I guess Recchi is. I don't think it was right to fire Martin and certainly not Gonchar. I think they're excellent coaches, but I get why they did it. Somebody's got to take the fall, and it's not going to be the head coach, and it's not going to be the GM. But I don't think he was looking just to, well, I'm going to fire these guys so people don't blame me. No, he's got to look in the mirror, too. And I'm talking about both Rutherford and Sullivan.
I think he did the right thing in the end. The Gonchar firing surprised me. I'll say that much. But I think this was a needed shakeup. The power play clearly underachieved all year. And that included the playoffs. Very notably included the playoffs. So I think Recchi had to go. That was one of his main missions. And then I think with Gonchar, you know, I just wondered if they – it seems sometimes like he was more dabbling in this than jumping in with both feet. You know what I mean? It seemed like he was coming back and forth from Dallas a lot. They love what he did with their defensemen, but there were also some failures there. Like if you're going to include, as I've seen people today, include Schultz and Oleksiak as successes for Gonchar, what about the fact that both backslid under him as well? Before
yep.
they were done. So I wonder about that. But in the end, I think that this was the right move, and I think it was a gutsy move.
Well, we'll find out, you know, next year. Your point about Gonchar and Dallas, you know, you got to be all in and as an assistant coach. And I think he was around most of the time, but they let him have some flexibility to go to Dallas with his family. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, from what I've been reading, are just shocked around hockey because they have such great respect for him. So I'm a little surprised at that one. The other two I'm not really surprised at. I think Jacques Martin is an excellent coach. I thought he did some great work with the penalty kill all along. I think he's a voice of reason for Sully. He's been around in every role, but I understand that. When you don't win, somebody's got to go, and they elected to send him, all three of those guys, out.
But you don't want to get rid of good people, Ron. And I wonder this, and again, I agree with what Rutherford did, but part of me does wonder, like you said, last year he wanted, I think it was you who said this yesterday, he made it a point to say I needed to get away for a while. He's made emotional decisions before that were designed to shock the world and especially shock that room. One that comes to mind is Carl Hagelin, and that was a mistake. And it was a mistake that Rutherford tried to correct by getting Hagelin back. So part of me wonders if this was Rutherford acting out of emotion here, and if he may have thrown out at least one baby with the bathwater. But ultimately, I'm leaning on his side for now. But do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, I absolutely do. I think he did react emotionally. And I remember clearly after the Islander series, he wanted to get rid of everybody, I'm sure. Probably wanted to get rid of Sullivan. Probably wanted to get rid of Sid. I'm saying that half-jokingly. But I'm sure when you get swept like they got swept, he wanted to get rid of everybody. But he said, you know what? I can't make an emotional decision. I got to step back. And if you remember correctly, he didn't do anything for a while. This time, they're barely Montreal had barely stopped pumping the champagne in their locker room after eliminating the Penguins, and he's making some major changes. So emotionally this time, absolutely, I think.
I'll say this about Rutherford, and I have great respect for the man. He doesn't make small moves very often. You know what I mean? He, from the second that he set foot in this town again as a GM, he was going to be a swing or miss, home run or strikeout. He has struck out spectacularly. He hired Mike Johnston, but he's also hit home runs. And that's what they needed here. They needed someone who wasn't afraid to swing for the fences because that was what was going to put them over the top again. And it eventually did. But that doesn't mean he doesn't strike out, too, because it's either or. There's no in between with Rutherford. He's either hitting home runs or he's striking out. The tale will be told on this one. Let's see who he brings in and what else he does. But I know this much, and I respect this much. He's going to be swinging for the fences this offseason in some way, shape, or form.
Well, just his age-wise, he's running out of time. I don't mean that. Living on this planet, I mean, at his job, I mean, he's not going to be around doing this forever. So I think he is going to swing for the fences. Most GMs have some great moves and also some ones that they wish they hadn't made. And he certainly had both of them. I think obviously when you win a couple cups in the last 4 years, 5 years, you know, that means you've done more right than you've done wrong. But the last 3 years, obviously not. So I don't think he's near finished yet. I don't know if there's going to be anything more than trading the goaltender, Murray. We'll see. I mean, he says he wants to keep the core together, but it's easy to say that now. You know, if something comes up, I don't think he's going to be afraid to make a move.
I don't think most GMs operate like him. And I think you hit on one of the reasons why he doesn't really give a damn anymore about job security. Most of them do. That's why I think he is able and willing to swing for the fences so often, to be a guy who makes dramatic moves. That was a dramatic move yesterday, what he did, getting rid of the whole coaching staff except for Sully, including a guy that he's very close with in Recce, who won him a cup or helped win him a cup in Carolina. He's been close with him for a long time. He does that, and I respect that, but that doesn't mean that he's always right. He can be spectacularly wrong as well.
Well, he's been wrong. There's no doubt. Mike Johnston, but he corrected it, and I've said this many times. I truly believe if he fires Johnston, brings in Sullivan, and Sullivan fails, I think they're both gone. I've had this argument with David Morehouse, and he tells me I'm wrong, that they wouldn't have necessarily fired Rutherford if that's the way it would have been. But I just have to believe that if Sullivan and helped to save him, I think, too, winning those two cups. But now we'll see. I mean, I think everybody is on call now after the elimination twice in a row. Like he said, I'm quoting Rutherford, you know, you lose once, you can say, okay, that's an outlier, crazy times. But twice in a row, there's something wrong, and he's out to try to correct it.
Yeah, it really does remind me of the Hagelin move, which was a message to those guys in that room who loved Hagelin, that this ain't about your friends. And now he's telling the world it's not about my friends either. I'll get rid of anybody if we don't win around here. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. So how about moving forward here with the Penguins? What should happen? What's the first next thing that should happen, in your opinion, at 412-928-9370? Let's have that conversation next. What's the next thing Jim Rutherford should do? It's Cookin' Joe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.